And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Remember, the Kennards makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. Michelle, are you ready to take the Ken oath? No, well, that's not how I intro you. Are you ready? Are you ready for the sports update?
Ken oath to there all of the above.
We got there. Now, Michelle, what are we likely to see with these State of Origin team selections?
Oh, look, I'm so excited. Obviously, I've packed my bags and we're ready to go this afternoon up to Kingscliff for the New South Wales side. But Jordan McLean could be back into the... Well, he was in and around the squad, but could actually be starting if you listen to the rumours. Massive blow with Payne Haas, obviously unavailable. Mm. At this stage, that's the likelihood. And this is a result of his ongoing issues with his shoulder. We learned about this during Origin last time, and if you saw him on the weekend, he was heavily strapped, and we know he actually gets injections in both shoulders before games at the moment. He suffered two bouts of AC joint damage in the past 2 months, so that's pretty full on, and that's on top of ongoing issues with one particular shoulder. And the Cowboys doctor has assessed him after the match and said, look, in his expert opinion, he needs rest and at least 2 weeks off it, which automatically rules him out of Origin. Anyway... Don't know whether that's convenient or not.
Oh, look, it's funny you mentioned that, Michelle, because I read that as well too. Club doctor said, yeah, 2 weeks rest. Oh, really? Just to miss the Origin and be back for the next Broncos game?
Yeah.
Like,
Interest at heart. Yes. Anyway, yes. Freddie will finalise aside, as I said earlier. A couple of names being thrown up. You guys yourself have tossed up Dave Clemmer and Regan Campbell-Gillard. Two great options. Jordan's been consistent, though, and he's been playing well in that Cowboys side, and I suppose Clemmer could be a bit of a victim of that at the moment, not being in such a great side. But I did a little bit of research because I listened to one of your callers talking about Dave Clemmer's attitude, and he was correct. So it was back in that 2019 losing side he was a part of. So don't shoot the messenger here, because I've just gone back and read over a few things. But it was about him having a poor attitude, a negative attitude in camp about being dropped and then brought back in late as a result of Tarek Sims being banned. I think the quote that was used by Paul Kent was he was a sour tart during the rest of that series. So I guess it is all about attitude, and that's what we love about Josh Adokar at the moment. He's just, you know, basically kept his eye on the ball. You know, was overlooked this year, but he's just continuing to do what he can at club level. But in terms of Regan Campbell-Gillard, can't give you an answer there. McLean, 173 NRL games, also played 8 tests, and his size is obviously a huge bonus. Wanted to mention Latrell Mitchell, his act of kindness, if you like, ruling himself out of contention. Look, I have to say, and I've been banging on about this for quite some time now, his maturity, like, he's just continuing to be as impressive as ever. Like, you know, he went through a bit of a period there where the limelight was on him and probably made some silly decisions. But for a while now, Latrell's been working on himself, and I just thought that was really big of him on the weekend, obviously paving the way for Steve Crichton, Matt Burton, Jack Whiten. But for the Bunnies fans, this will be music to your ears. He's managed to sidestep a bit of a loophole. So if you take your mind back to Jamie Lyon, the Manly centre who ruled himself unavailable for New South Wales back in, I think it was 2005, the NRL introduced a rule as a result, which meant that any player doing that would have to stand down from club football for the following week. But I understand in Latrell's situation that Freddie hasn't picked him. It's only Cam Murray and Damien Cook from Souths. So he will be free to play Newcastle on Friday night at McDonald Jones Stadium.
And that's fair, right? I think that's exactly fair that Latrell wants to commit himself to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So, hey, what's Nick Kyrgios? He's been labelled a bully. The Missile's had his say on it. What's your thoughts, Michelle?
Yeah, well, Stefanos Tsitsipas has labelled him that, not me.
No.
He's obviously through to the fourth round at Wimbledon after winning. It was a spiteful encounter. To be honest with you, I only saw bits and pieces of it. And Tsitsipas is obviously world number 5 from Greece. Heading into this, there was no love lost between these two. They were trading insults throughout the entire match, both nearly as bad as one another. And I'm just a little bit amazed that Tsitsipas didn't do his homework. Nick loves to get into the minds of players, loves trying to rattle his opponents, and he actually got the Greek. He took the bait, hook, line and sinker. It was full on. Nick was disrespectful, calling out the ref throughout. We'd seen a different side to Nick the previous match, but he was back on fire. But let's take a listen to Stefanos's comments after the game, labelling Nick Kyrgios a bully.
It's constant bullying. That's what he does. He bullies his opponents. He was probably a bully at school himself. I don't like bullies. I don't like people that put other people down. He also has a very evil side to him, which if it's exposed, it can really do a lot of harm and bad to the people around him. Other people disrespect me and don't respect what I'm doing from the other side of the court. It's absolutely normal from my side to act and do something about it.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the comments of Stefanos Tsitsipas. Thank you, Michelle. We'll speak to you next hour. Kennard's Hire makes your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken oath today. Break, then Tommy P.